Blog Talk Radio.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, hold.
Don't fail.
Hey, everybody. It must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, along with Starzan and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. E-cocktails are ready. The chocolate fountain is ready. The only things missing have been you, so come on in and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Hey, everybody. We're doing a sound check. Make sure you can hear us all okay. Welcome to another night with Daddy G in the Grotto. And we're streaming to you live from Astoria, Oregon, with my dear friend Gina. And I made it yesterday. And oh my God, what a trip. 4 days on that frickin' bus. I totally had a ball. I had a great time along the way and stuff. But man, I'm wore out. But I made it. I'm here. And I want to thank Gina. And I want to thank my friends John and Donna out in Connecticut for putting up with me for as long as they did. And I want to thank each and every one of you for your support and your prayers and your assistance. And you know who you are and you know how you've assisted. And I want to thank you all for that support, the prayers and the assistance and everything else to make this possible, and here we are. Say hello, Gina.
Hello, Gina.
How you doing, Gina? She's here. We made it, and it is a beautiful day here in Astoria, Oregon. It's a noisy day. The neighbors are getting ready to have a party, and it's only 6 o'clock here. The sun's still up. It's still daylight, and beautiful day, beautiful town. It's a little fishing village right on the Columbia River. It's kind of Victorian. Lots of Victorian houses built on, you know, hillsides and stuff. And it's really, really, really charming. So here we are. And we made it. And I made it. And I want to thank all of you. So let's the music begin. You know, a change can do us all good. You know, sugar fruit. We'll be right back.
good.
I'm going to slow it down for you lovers.
Did us good. A change did make you good. I mean, Obama, you know, he said, vote for me and I'll be good. And he did, boy. He did us good. I don't know. Anyway, it is the Never Remains concert, other than love. I just really thought the end of here.
In that living room, just so to be in the shadow.
That was, I don't know. Here we are. 1, 2, 3 years later. We're breaking up. Oh, well. Top. Here we go. Storm Large. No, but the microphone. Yeah. And if you're microphone can hear everything. Wait, okay, man. I've got to hear us. But to, let's go to the grotto.
When I woke up, there was the nurse taking care of me.
What's the matter? Couldn't the nurse take care of herself?
You bet she could, but I found it out too late.
We took some pictures of the native girls, but they weren't developed. But we're going back again in a couple of weeks.
20 girls that ride Johnson all day long.
Johnson must get an awful lot of mail, huh? Why do they write Johnson? I happen to know Johnson. He can't even read. Besides, now he's a married man. Does Mrs. Johnson get wind of this?
No, but Johnson has all the necessary loops and swirls and straight lines.
If you think Johnson has them, you should see Mrs. Johnson.
Why don't you go home to your wife? I'll tell you what, I'll go home to your wife, and outside of the improvements, you'll never know the difference.
Now, suppose you don't happen to have the style suit I'm interested in.
That's impossible, because we have all style suits.
Good. It happens I'm interested in a diving suit.
Very simple. You have me there.
But I go to many dives later in the evening.
You mean your girl is 400 miles away and you turned down a date with probably the most beautiful girl in America who is standing right next to you?
I have to, I guess. No choice.
You know, that's like living in Las Vegas and going all the way to Cedar Rapids just to play bingo in a church bazaar.
If you want a real home to suit your needs, you should go to an architect, because behind every real home, there's an architect.
Times have certainly changed since I was a lad. That certainly wasn't what you'd find behind every home. You'd find a chicken coop, that's what you'd find. I fooled you, didn't I? You ought to be ashamed of yourself, all of you.
Well, now, suppose you became a famous actress and then you met somebody you liked and got married. Would you be willing to quit acting and be a housewife and a mother?
Well, I think if you keep your feet on the ground, you can combine both. That's what I would like to do.
Well, if you keep your feet on the ground, you'll never be a mother. Waste of film.
Now, what sort of work do you do, Gene?
I'm an optometrist, Gotcha.
An optometrist. Well, what's the difference between an optometrist and an oculist and an optician? Couldn't one fella do all three jobs?
No, they're all different licenses.
Well, they're all the same to me. No matter which one I get a bill from, I still can't believe my eyes. How did you get to be an eye, ear, and nose specialist?
I have nothing to do with the nose and ears, Gotcha.
You have nothing to do with it?
No.
Well, if you had nothing to do with the nose and the ears, where would you hang the glasses? Well, have you ever considered sharing an office with a dentist? You know, you could then advertise an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Like a
All right, let's hear from Petro Wing. Did it get a book? Oh. Here we go with a little Perov Stellar, Booty Swing. So swing that booty.
I said that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his
life. Hours.
He spent ages performing sound checks.
Days.
Refrained from touching the buffet. Yet.
What buffet?
He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for.
Wait a minute. What buffet?
For a very special night and party celebration.
All right, this is a request. Who wants to mumbo? This was requested by our dear friend Larissa. Tarzan loves that Mambo Swing. Tarzan's really approving of this one. Your DJ has only just begun. Stick with me. I got a couple from tape 5. This first one is Taxi to Bombay.
Taxi to Bombay. Like banging on a doom, like blow pipe, tiger bite, tantric satellite.
paradise, paradise.
All you flappers. Little tape five. Flappers Delight. All right, everybody, it's Saturday. Let's take it easy, shall we? Light my fuse. Light the fuse on this rocket. Let's go.
Bye.
Tarzan loves Rick Derringer.
Accepts no responsibility for the next record. This is a request.
Yeah, we had a request for some ELO. Here you go. The Zoom album.
Tell me I'm mistaken. I must be kind of slow. The only time you ever cared was when you needed more easy money.
We'll be right back.
one more from the same album. Ringo played drums on both these tracks, by the way. we go with a little tape by Madame Coquette.
body, all men through the fire. Our faith not tied to with the customer groove.
Confusion and a mouse in a burlesque show. Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
I love Wisconsin. I love coming here. I perform here a lot because I've discovered that you people apparently have some sort of federal grant for drinking. You're insane. You pay less for liquor than anybody I know anywhere in the country. Nobody pays less for liquor than you. How? I don't know if you're using that farm subsidy money or if you're just hijacking liquor trucks, but this is fucking insane. Is it volume? It's un-fucking-leavable. It's staggering. I come here because basically if I spend 4 days here drinking, and even with the plane ticket, it's cheaper than drinking in New York. How do you know when it's New Year's? That's the big mystery to me. What's the difference? I've been in bars here, and it's like New Year's every fuck night. Oh, New Year's, that's when we drink with hats on. Now, I've been drunker here than any place else I've ever been in my life. And I'll tell you this, and I love coming back here, but I've done a lot of stupid things when I've been drunk. And if I ever wake up with a man, I'm fucking not coming back. Okay? Not for me, not for me. No. I go right into rehab. And then we'll never return to the quiet charms of Wisconsin. And you drink on another level. I mean, I was in Ireland, and I was at the Irish Comedy Festival. I'd tell you about that, but I don't remember. But I'd been spending a lot more time in Wisconsin. It was my first time in Ireland, and I had this feeling that the people of Wisconsin actually were the people who settled Ireland. I've never seen you fuckers, and it's like, God damn it. Every time I come here, I get there's inevitably some point where it's just so fucked up it's not right. You know, because you always have, you got three drinks in front of me. I got you another one because this one's free. You ought to give people who come from out of state a card that says, "Hi, my name is Lewis Black. I am new to your city and its ways. If you find me on the sidewalk, just get me to the following hotel." It's unbelievable. This is the only state I can tell this story in. Because you're the only people who understand it. One night I was performing in Milwaukee, and I finished my set, and it was late in the evening, and I had a scotch, and two of the waitresses sat down, and they had a brandy old fashioned, and you're the only fuckers who drink that. More brandies get drunk in Wisconsin over Christmas than was drunk during the entire Second World War. I actually had a cab driver was driving me back one night, and he said, "You know, son of a bitch," he said, "I was in New York City, and they don't know how to make a brandy old-fashioned. I had to jump over the bar." You people are nuts! So we're sitting there, and at that point, they ordered a shot of Jaeger, because I guess, you know... I love you. You're the only people who applaud Jaeger. And I'm telling you, something is wrong with that. You don't even know what's in it. Okay? That's wrong. You know how they make Jaeger? They take all the bar rags in this country and they wring them into a... That's how they do it. And even with your lack of response, I can hear after you going, "So what's wrong with that?" Saves me having to just go to the shelf and get all the liquors. And I'm sitting there, and a shot of Jaeger, I say, "Cigar, I've got a drink." And they say, "Well, have your shot." "No, no, this is a scotch. When I finish the scotch, maybe you have a shot, but you don't have a scotch and a fuck shot." And they say, "Well, no, actually, you've got two shots of scotch, and this is another shot." Oh, with logic like that. I said, "Well, I'm not going to do that." And they said, "Well, what are you, a pussy?" And I knocked that son of a bitch back, because I'm no pussy. And remember this, you were not alcoholics. You, and my hat is off, are professionals.
Yo, DJ,
are you Jamaican yet?
Your DJ has only just begun.
I paint up pictures in my mind. A thousand colors are aligned. In perfect harmony, they start to blend until the end of time. A sky that's picture perfect blue. Kind of you, and when I close my eyes, I see you there. I start to share. I'll give you anything I never share. You'll always be one in a million, but the one for me. Wanna cry? It's never anything but ecstasy when you are close to me.
Dank je wel.
Thank you.
Time for a little pink martini. Let's never stop falling in love.
I wish a falling star could fall forever and sparkle through the clouds and stormy weather. And in the darkness of the night, the star would shine, glimmering light, and hover above. Please hold.
Ariel Calma.
Why, a four-year-old child could understand this report. Run out and find me a four-year-old child. I can't make head or tail out of it.
Yeah, sometimes I don't get it either.
Never know if we can disagree. Leave me enough. So move beyond the moon. Dream tonight like this.